From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now we're going to hear about Afghanistan from the top commander of Washington's leading ally in the NATO fight against the Taliban, Britain. Air Chief Marshal Sir Jock Stirrup is chief of the defense staff in Britain. That's the equivalent of our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Welcome to the program, Air Marshal Stirrup.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
About 9,000 British troops are currently serving in Afghanistan, and the British newspaper The Independent on Sunday reported yesterday that Prime Minister Gordon Brown wants to bring up to 1,500 of them home after next month's election in Afghanistan. Is that true, first of all, and can Britain achieve its mission with fewer troops?
Well, first of all, I think that particular report, I'm not sure where that came from, but it doesn't accurately reflect the situation that we have. We had 8,300 out there. The UK agreed to increase that level to around 9,000 for the duration of the election period, but what comes after the election period has not yet been decided.
15 British soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan this month, including 8 in a 24-hour period last week. The UK has now lost more personnel in Afghanistan than in Iraq. Some people in your country say what your forces need is more bomb-resistant vehicles, more helicopters, if not more troops. Do they? And if not, what accounts for that level of loss of life?
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as enough helicopters. Any commander is always going to take additional helicopters that are offered to him. Do we need more helicopters in the south of Afghanistan? Yes, we do, and that's why we're sending more. We've got some of the helicopters that we had assigned to Iraq are being moved across in the second half of this year to Afghanistan. And, of course, we have some additional CH-47 helicopters that are being worked on, and they will start to flow from the beginning of next year. So more helicopters are always valuable, and they will be flowing through. With regard to armored vehicles, we have extremely good armored vehicles, but you know you need a range of vehicles on these operations. You need to be able to close with the enemy, and critically, you need to be able to engage with the population. And you can't engage with the population from behind several inches of steel. So what's crucial for our commanders on the ground is that they have the right range of vehicles from which they can draw to suit the needs of any particular mission. But the particular problem we face is that what's right in a dynamic operational situation changes and can change very rapidly. And so there's always that you're always engaged in a race with the opposition in any operational situation.
But are we at a moment right now where the opposition seems to have the upper hand in terms of the contest between explosives and the protection that cars enjoy?
I don't think that I characterize it as the upper hand. We are at a moment where the threat from improvised explosive devices has become the principal danger to our people, and we have responded to that. We have folks out in theater that address this particular issue. They work extremely closely, of course, with their American colleagues who are out in Afghanistan as well, just as they did in Iraq. And together, and with other alliance partners, they're really rising to that particular challenge. But it is very, very difficult at the moment. There's no doubt about that, and we're taking a lot of losses from those improvised explosive devices.
British public opinion is now more supportive of the war in Afghanistan than it was 3 years ago. But today's papers are full of the pictures of those 8 soldiers who died late last week. How much time do you think you have to demonstrate a success or risk losing the public support you now enjoy?
Well, I think our judgment is probably the same as that has been reached here in the United States, which is that over the course of the next 12 to 18 months, we need to be able to demonstrate convincingly to our people that we are making the right degree of progress. In Afghanistan, success is hard to define, but for me, it's about each year looking a bit better than the one before in governance terms, because this is a very long journey on which we're engaged. It's a question of seeing it as a journey continued in the right direction rather than a destination reached. But we must have some reliable and consistent metrics which we use to underpin those judgments, and we do not yet have them, and that, therefore, is the subject of a great deal of urgent work, both here, I know, in Washington and in London, but also, crucially, within the headquarters of NATO in Brussels.
Air Chief Marshal Sir Jock Stirrup, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That's the equivalent of our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He spoke to us from the British Embassy in Washington.